just keeps running out some way into the
you mean the hounds?
Oh, wagon? Just what is that?
That's the part of the wagon that the tongue was facing into.
Mm-hmm. How about on a buggy? How was the man there? We just got a buggy. Remember
that? Well, they had a... instead of the press chains, they called them tugs, didn't they? The tugs, I love them. The tugs, I believe. Well, that was the leather straps that come back and fasten through the single tree instead of your chain like you used to a wagon.
Oh, you used the single tree with the buggy.
I guess that's what you it's not the same kind that you used with a team. I mean, it was built into the buggy, and you just used one horse to it, and you fasten the tug in on each side, just like you did to a single tree.
You didn't have these two spars coming out on either side of the animal.
Yeah, I know, that's the shaft. But this single tree then was back at the back end of the shaft where they were hooked.
I see. I don't know what I asked you last time about taking stones and rocks off the field. Did you ever have to do that much?
No. In this area, we don't have those stones and rocks on the field, so I never do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I said in this area we don't have. Now, there is some bluffs and things around that we do, but I mean, over the actual terrain of the farm around here, we don't have it like we do in some areas.
So, you never saw anybody doing it?
I don't believe that.
What'd you call the leather thing coming back from the animals you drive around with it?
Lines.
And when you get all the equipment out of the, get the animal out and get the horse out of the barn or something, and then put the gear on, what do you say you're going to do?
You're going to gear the horse up?
You would say harness him.
No, it's commonly used as gear the horse up around here. I have heard the expression, I want to know. You harnessed him up to a buggy, or you geared him up for a wagon or a plow.
Oh, I see.
And of course, you used a curry comb and curried them off, and used a brush and brushed them before you put the harness on.
If you're going to ride a horse, what do you call the things you put your feet in?
The stirrups of the saddle.
Now, on the water pipe in here, what do you call the end of it where the water comes out?
Near the faucet?
Mm-hmm. And on a barrel, did you call it the same thing?